Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Jesus, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, for your kindness, Lord. We thank you for another chance to come before you in prayer. Lord, we ask right now that you would forgive our sins, that you would blot out our transgressions, that you would wash us from every iniquity, Lord Jesus. We want to be right, Lord Jesus. Search our hearts right now. Everything in us that's not like you, Lord. Everything in us that displeases you, Jesus. Take it out by the root right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 search us through and through, Lord. Everything that you find that's not like you, Lord, remove it right now, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand. Help us to go through every test and trial. You know every situation, Lord. You know how to fix it, Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 work it out right now, Lord. We know you as deliverer, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Whatever the problem, Lord, you're able to fix it. You're able to solve it. You know all about it. We're trusting in you, Lord Jesus. Our hope is in you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord.
We're depending on you right now, Jesus. We ask that you'll look on the souls on the prayer list, those who are requesting prayer. You know what they need, Jesus. You know every petition. I'm asking right now, Lord, that you will grant the petition, Jesus, according to your will, and help us to accept what you allow. Please, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Go in the hospital right now, Lord. You're able to even go in the hospice, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver. Confound the doctors. Confound the wise, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 lift the burden of somebody's heart, Lord. Console those who have lost loved ones, Jesus. I know that you're able right now, Lord. Help us to trust in you the more, Jesus. Those souls, Lord, who have lost the faith, Lord, restore their faith, Jesus. The weak hands, Lord Jesus, strengthen them right now, Lord God. You're able right now, Jesus, to help somebody to stand. You know what we're going through. You know every situation, Lord. We know you can handle it, Lord. We're putting it in your hands, Jesus. We can't handle it, Lord. We can't fix it, Jesus. But we know that you can, Lord. We're depending on you right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 look down on your people, Lord. Send a strong deliverance, Lord. You see the state of the world, Lord. Please have mercy right now, Lord. Have mercy on your people. Help us to stand, Jesus. Help us to go through, Lord. Help us to endure until the end. Help us to band together, Lord, and to love one another, Lord. Help us to love you more than all. I know that you're able right now, Jesus. Even bless this broadcast, Lord. Bless the souls that are listening, Lord. Even the ones, Lord, that are they are associated with. Send your words, send your anointing. Strengthen and encourage your people. Help us to stand. Help us to go through, Lord. We're trusting in you, taking at your word, Lord. There's nothing you can't do, Lord. We believe you right now, God, and we're things in faith, Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
amen. God bless you. God bless everyone out there in radio land. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited that you decided to spend your Sunday afternoon with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, our late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. He was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, and we still remember him and also his beautiful wife, Mother Janice Marshall. And at this time, we want to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. "Whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee." Thank God for the reading of his word. The 71st number Psalm, the first throughout the six verses. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. And if anyone, you want to listen to the previous broadcast, you can log on to their broadcast website as well and click on the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148.
is Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And the prayer request phone number is 410-209-7508. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, our guest number is 978-990-5270. And that access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to get you through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 701-802-175, and that access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock prayer on Wednesdays, and also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. That access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor, and the phone number is 720-740-9840. And that access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teamed up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. And that dial-in number is 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Joseph Hall in prayer for Mother Barbara Watson Austin, who lost her brother, the Breeze Spriggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, in the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White in the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsey in the bereaved Horsey family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, who had a birthday yesterday, the bereaved Anderson family, happy birthday, Evangelist Cynthia, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, all of the bereaved families, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We truly thank God for this opportunity. Thank God once again for all of you. Thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, for that opening prayer and for hosting the show. We just thank the Lord for all of his goodness and mercy. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. God has been good to every one of us, and we all have a reason to give God the praise and the glory and the honor because it all belongs unto him. I just honor the Lord, and I give honor to whom honor is due. And at this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God. And what I'm going to do is put on a broadcast that was already done another night, one of the nights, weeknight, and go ahead and let that play as that message comes forth and also the prayer following the message. So at this time, I'm going to just put on a pre-recorded message and prayer. God bless you. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let's receive the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Pastor, amen. Sheila, I'm with you tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord, and I honor whom honor is due. I tell you, God is a mighty good God, and I am blessed to be here one more time. So happy to have this invitation and to be ministering with you one more time by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. I do thank God for this great opportunity. And without prolonging the time, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble ourselves before you. We open our hearts, O Lord, and we open our ears. We want to hear from you on tonight. O God, we ask that you will speak unto us, that you will minister to us, Lord Jesus, in a special way. The things that we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. O God, if any is sick, let them be healed through your word. Oh, Lord, if anyone is discouraged, let them be encouraged. We believe you, Lord God, and we take you at your word, and we count it done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again for his goodness and for his mercy. I truly enjoy the opening prayer and the opening scripture that was read, also that beautiful selection talking about clean my heart. Amen. We need God to clean our heart so that we can follow him. Amen. I thank the Lord for what my ears have heard, and I'm yet rejoicing for the goodness of the Lord. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the word of God. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And the scriptures I have tonight are taken from the 137th number of Psalm. And that's verses 1 through 4. And then we have Psalm 42, verses 1 through 3. And verse 11, and also Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 25 through 34. Praise the Lord. So we'll begin with Psalm 137, verse 1 reads, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth. Sing us one of the songs of thine. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Psalm 42. Verse 1, "As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God?" Verse 11, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." Acts chapter 16, verse 25. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountains of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Then Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. And my title tonight of this message is, "Lord, Revive My Praise." Lord, Revive My Praise. And the theme is time for a praise elevation revival. Praise be to God. In the 137th number of Psalms, here is the psalmist praying before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Or bringing out, rather, how the children of Israel, they were taken captive. And there they were by the rivers of Babylon, sitting down, crying, weeping, when they remembered God, when they thought about how they used to sing these glorious songs of Zion. They remembered the Mount Zion, where they gathered together to go before God. And when they thought about that, being in captivity, they were sad. They began to sit there and to weep because they were being tormented, ridiculed. And sometimes the enemy will taunt us like that. Torment us, ridicule us, do all kinds of things. And so they describe how they hang their hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. Hallelujah. They were carried away captive by the captors, and they were requiring them to sing a song. And they were haunting them, more or less. This was just making fun of them and telling them to sing one of those songs of Zion like they used to sing. You know, but they were sad and they hung their harp on the willow tree and asked themselves this question: how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Praise be to God. And I know that sometimes we may feel a little discouraged, a little cast down. But God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. Where the enemy tries to steal our praise away from us, he doesn't want us to give glory and honor to God or even praise our God. God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. As I do research and look up words
To revive means to restore to life, regain consciousness or strength, refresh, energize, reinvigorate, and there are other words. But you understand that this word revive means to restore, to bring back to the original state of life, of strength, energy. Amen. Praise God. And we need God to revive our praise in instances like this, because there are those times when trouble is all around us. We have the weight that continue to pile up on us, so much so that we feel weighted down and we're just not able to give God the praise that we desire to give unto him. We know that God is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, but the enemy will try fear with our praise and cause us to be despondent like the children of Israel were down there by the rivers of Babylon while they were in captivity. Praise be to God. But the psalmist in 42, the 42nd number of Psalms, says, as the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. You just got to be hungry and thirsty for the Lord. He said, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Lord, hallelujah. When can I come before God and get revived? When can I come and get more strength? I'm here to tell you that God is available 24/7. You can always appear before the Lord whenever your heart is overwhelmed. You can go to the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will revive your soul. If you're thirsty for the living God, come on before him at the altar of your heart or in the sanctuary. Fall down at the altar and call upon the living God. Amen. You can come before him at all times. As he said, in the third verse, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? So they were just making fun of the children of Israel and saying, where is your God? And sing us these Zion songs. And you know, just trying to make them feel bad. And they felt out of place. They felt out of their element. And they began to just feel like they were in despair, so much so that they could not sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Lord, glory be to God. But we are encouraged through Acts, the 16th chapter, when Paul and Silas, they were also captured because of the work of the Lord, because they were doing the will of God. And so they were locked up in captivity. But I believe they refused, hallelujah, to just sit there and do nothing. As the psalmist said in 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And this is what we have to do. No matter what is happening in our lives, no matter what test or trial we're going through, tribulation, all of this, we must hope in God. God. And as we make up our minds following this example, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. I may not feel like going, but I'm going to press my way, and I'm going to yet praise him. Hallelujah. So you better hope in God. Why are you disquieted? And I believe that Paul and Silas stopped at midnight feeling that despondent feeling, feeling captured and bound in a strange land, feeling like no doubt they could not sing or praise God in a strange land. But at midnight, hallelujah, I believe they made up their minds saying they were hoping Paul and Silas praise. Glory, hallelujah. They went before the living God. They needed God to do something special. Oh, praise God. And they prayed first and began to sing praises unto God. So that tells us that there is power in our praise when we send those praises up to God. God will send down the blessing. And while they prayed and sang these praises, the prisoners who were in there with them also heard the prayer, and they heard the praises of God going up. Hallelujah. I believe that God has revived their praise and also elevated their praise to the next level. And let's see what happened after they started praying and singing praises unto God. The 25th verse says, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. Lord, glory be to God. That praise was on a high level. Amen. God had revived their praise to the next level, to the level that caused doors to be opened, chains to be broken. Hallelujah. Bands to be loosed by the power of Almighty God. God caused a great earthquake to happen and shook everything loose. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Have you even considered what level your praise is on? Amen. Is it kind of low? Is it in the middle? Or is it on a high level? Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. The higher your praise, the more power comes with that praise. The higher your praise, glory be to God, the more you'll see God manifest himself. And here, Paul and Silas, they had their praise on a high level. And then God suddenly began to manifest himself. It says at midnight when they started praying and singing praises unto God, suddenly the earthquake happened. The foundations of the prison were shaken. Doors were open. Everyone's bands were loosed. Oh, glory to God. And God began to work wonders. See, God, he will send deliverance without praise. God will send healing with our praise. There have been times that I've witnessed someone called upon to come up and sing a praise unto God. They take the mic and they start singing. All of a sudden, the power of God comes down on them and begin to move on them. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost begins to take control. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the soul is saved. Oh, thank you. 24/7, and we can call upon him. It was midnight, and Paul and Silas called on him. He showed up. Oh, yes, Lord. It doesn't matter what time it is, day or night. He will show up. Oh, yes, Lord. And he showed up here. Oh, the keeper of the prisoner. He woke up out of his sleep, and he saw that the prison doors were open. And, of course, if he didn't keep the prison or do his job, he knew that his life was over. His life was in jeopardy. So rather than being killed or put to death, he thought that he would take his own life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But God had a special plan because somebody prayed, was on a high level. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So proposing to take his own life, he thought all the prisoners had gotten away. But Paul began to cry out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Even though God had opened all the doors of the prison, loosed everyone's bands, everybody stayed in place. They didn't go ripping and running out of there. Oh, I'm free, I'm free. But they stayed right in place because God had a special plan. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And if you can just apply this to your own life, I know we have situations and we have circumstances, praise the Lord, and I believe Apostle Paul, he began to say in Romans, the 5th chapter, that we will glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Amen. They were patient. Patience worketh experience, and experience hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the men of God being in that place along with the others who didn't have the Holy Ghost, but they had experience. Amen. And they had patience, and they waited on God. And so God blessed and opened up a door of utterance for them to speak to the keeper and all of his household. Hallelujah. They were able to minister unto them. Amen. And God began to do a great thing in their life. And so sometimes when we are praying and giving praise to God for our deliverance, it's not just for our deliverance, but it's for somebody else around us to be blessed, to be delivered, to be healed, to be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. They pray. No doubt that God would deliver them out of the prison, but God delivered a whole lot more than just them. Hallelujah. So we have to remember that when we give these praises to God, oh, yes, Lord, there's no telling what God will do. Amen. So don't let the enemy keep you down if you are feeling responded, if you feel like your strength is just getting smaller and smaller or dwindling away. You need to go to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, revive my grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to call upon him. Glory to God. Any hour of the day or night. And he will hear us and he will answer. He will come and see about us. Hallelujah. Let your heart be like that of a heart that panted after the water. Glory to God. Your soul, just go after God and call upon him, thirsting after God, the living God. praise the Lord and know that you can appear before him. You can tell God all about your situation. Praise the Lord. You can give everything to the Lord. You can cast all your cares on him. Don't put down your praise. Don't hang up your heart on a willow tree. Amen. Praising in a strange land. Praising wherever you are. Glory, hallelujah. If you can't get to the level of praise you desire, keep working on it. Amen. Until you get there, God will get you there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is so encouraging to my soul. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is what we need for our soul. We can't be without this precious word of God. It is the word of God that has gotten me where I am today. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for his word. And I hope that you have gained something from the word of God. And just take note of how God moved so greatly to the point where somebody cried out saying, what must I do to be saved? Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. What must I do to be saved? Can you get to that level? Yes, you can. Your praise so high that when you go forth and praise God, when you pray unto him, he moves in this way so that somebody will cry out, saying, what must I do to be saved? And you can tell them like Paul and Silas told this man, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thy house, not just you, but your whole household, everybody in your house can be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. So God, he will take care of us, but we have to be willing to come to him and trust him in all situations. Praise the Lord. It might happen to you or someone you know, somebody close to you. But praise your way out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep on praising until all the bands are loose, until all the chains are broken. Amen. Until the doors swing open. Just keep on praising. Amen. Just keep praising. Like the psalmist said, even though his soul was cast down and disquieted within him, he said, hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him. Amen. So he was determined that he would yet praise God and refer to God as the health of his countenance and refer to him as his God and my God. Amen. And God will give us joy unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. Praise be to God. Having that joy with that praise. In the 34th verse, and when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced. So that great joy came. Hallelujah. The keeper of the prison, God had done a great thing in his life. And he brought the men of God to his house. And he set meat before them. He fed them. Hallelujah. And he began to rejoice, believing in God with all his house, his family members. Praise the Lord. So God is still the same God. Hasn't lost any power. He's still working miracles. He's still breaking people out of prison, not illegally, but legally. Amen. In the spirit. Praise God. God is doing wonders. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm just happy down in my soul. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And now at this time, God in prayer. And as was already stated, we can go to him at any time. And we want to go to him believing him, being patient and waiting on him. We want God to revive our praise, and we want to enter into this praise elevation revival. Praise God on a daily basis, or however long you set for yourself. Have a praise elevation revival. Every day, if you wake up in the morning, you just want to shout out a praise unto God. Let that be your elevation revival. Take it to the next level and say, the next time, I'm going to take it a little higher. Oh, glory to God. And the higher your praise, the greater the blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us enter together into a praise elevation revival. Lord, elevate our praise. Oh, Lord, revive my praise. Maybe you have been struggling and just barely making it and haven't really been praising God that much. Hallelujah. You can be revived. Your praise can be revived, rejuvenated. Amen. Jump started. Restored. Glory, hallelujah. It can happen for you tonight to the point where your faith will get your praise up to the next level. So let us go to God in prayer and let's believe God together, because God is already working. He's already moving. He's already healing. He's already doing great things and many wonders. Praise the Lord. And what he's done and is doing for others, he can do the same thing for you. All you have to do is just believe God and just come to him as you are. No matter where your stance is with God, if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, tonight you can get to know him if you're willing to repent, to be sorry for the wrong you've done, for all the sins you've committed, and willing to ask mercy. Ask God to forgive your sins and to take your sins away. Ask God to have mercy on you and to save you. Hallelujah. And he will do that. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Hallelujah. If there's anyone sick in their body and desiring God to heal you, God has the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For yes, Lord. Sometimes all it takes is for you to give God some praise. Sometimes you can be healed because you're giving God praise. Amen. I'm a witness that if you give God praise, even when you're sick, God will heal your body. He's done it for me, so I can speak from experience. Praise the Lord. And sometimes the troubles that we have going on in our lives is because we have a lack of praise. Amen. Our praise level is a little too low. So we need to bring that up a little higher. Oh, praise be to God. And give God the praise that is due to his name. When we praise God, I'm reminded of how God will take over and he will fight our battles. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is just give him the praise and he will do the rest. Amen. Praise God. Maybe there's someone whose name's been called on prayer list and have a special request or a special desire of the Lord. I'm here to tell you that God will grant that unto you if you can only believe. Praise the Lord. At this time, go to God together and let us
take all of our requests and make them known to him right now. In our hearts, let's talk to God. You can even say it out of your mouth right now, what it is you want God to do for you. Hallelujah. And if you don't have any specific thing to name, and you just want a blessing from the Lord, you can just ask God to bless you tonight, and he will do just that. So we are praying for those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, laid up on the sick bed, afflicted. We are praying for you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Believe in God along with you that God will heal you and make you whole. Oh, thank you, Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord and just forget everything and everybody and just focus directly on the Lord. Just focus on the living God and him only. Put everything else out of your mind and out of your thoughts. And just focus on him right now. And we are going right now into the presence of the Lord with our hearts humbled and our minds on the Lord. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we come to you tonight, Lord, humbling our hearts before you, calling upon you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. And Lord, as we are here in your presence, we pray this prayer, Lord God, the prayer of faith, believing that your ears are open to our cry. We believe, Lord, that you have inclined your ear to listen to us at this moment. Well, thank you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will have mercy upon us and that you will forgive us, oh, my God, and blot out our transgressions. Wash away all of our iniquities. Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Work on us and make us all over. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh, God, and try to reign in the name of Jesus anything that you're not pleased with, anything that's in our hearts that should not be there. Forgive us, Lord, and take it away. We pray tonight, oh, Lord, for those who don't know you but have repented in their hearts and are sorry for the sins they committed and asking for mercy. Oh, God, we pray that you will save them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go and abide in their hearts. Talk with them, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Ghost come down and fill their souls in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's no heart that you cannot change. Oh, God, there's no mind that you cannot redirect. But, Lord, you are in control. Everything is in your power. Oh, Lord God, and we surrender to you. Glory to your name, Lord. Take control and have your way. We come to you tonight, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who are sick and afflicted, carrying diseases, illnesses, oh, Lord, and conditions in their bodies. We are praying tonight, Lord, for healing and for restoration of their health. Oh, God, restore their health unto them and rebuke the affliction. Oh, Lord, rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases.
Oh, my Lord, you have the power. We ask you, Lord, to speak the word. Glory, hallelujah, that it may be done right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, look on the prayer list. Look at the request that is written next to each name. Lord, you know every heart's desire. You know every need, Lord, my God, and we are asking you to grant the request according to your holy will. Lord, let it be done according to your will. Oh, blessed Savior, and we ask you, Lord, to cause us to open our hearts to receive your word and to live by it daily, to walk upright before you, to speak the truth in our hearts, to live a holy life before you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you each and every day. But we need you to take us by our hand. We need you to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. We need you to order our steps and to keep us in your will. Lord God, don't let us drift or wander off the path of righteousness, but keep us and preserve us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to do your will, to be obedient, humble, and obedient before you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And help us, Lord, to continue to minister on this broadcast and those, Lord, who are ministering together. We ask you, God, to please bring greater unity for the ministers of the gospel to come together and unite as one and to go forth as never before, spreading the gospel, the true gospel, to every creature, preaching and promulgating the word of truth. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We know you're able to do all things. There's nothing impossible unto you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. And tonight, we are coming to you asking these things in faith, Lord Jesus, praying the prayer of faith, the meeting together, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Lord, we know that you hear and you answer prayer. And we thank you tonight for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for giving us access to come to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to just come into your presence, Lord. We give you thanks, hallelujah, because you've inclined your ear to listen to our prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the deliverance of those who are bound. We thank you for the saving of those who are not saved. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for restoration of the backsliders, for reclaiming their souls. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, for the deliverance of the prisoners, of those who are in the jails and in the prisons, my God. We thank you for salvation unto all. Lord, glory to your name. We praise your name, Lord. We thank you for providing for those in need, and especially those who are without food or shelter. We thank you tonight, Lord, for making the way for them and providing for them, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we are asking you, Lord, a special blessing for our leaders. Oh God, every leader, we are asking that you will have mercy, that you will give visions, revelations, and understanding concerning leading your people. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. Teach them, Lord, how to be a leader and a of a leader, a role model to all those who are following them as they follow Christ. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able, Lord. We believe it and we count it done. And we thank you, Lord. We ask, God, that you would bless the visionary of this ministry, Evangelist Bradley. Lay your hand upon him, Lord. Let your anointing ever rest on him, God. Use him even more for your service. And all the advisors and the co-hosts, we ask you to bless them abundantly, Lord, even to uphold her in the ministry and to labor with her. Oh, my God, you're able. And every listener, wherever they may be, all around the world, God, let a special blessing come upon them tonight and take control, Lord Jesus. Let the blessing overtake them. And now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll grant our petition. Lord, we ask this night that you will elevate our praise and revive us. We ask it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, although it was a recording saying, Lord, revive my praise. And she said, it's time for a praise elevation revival. And praise, she said so many beautiful things. Your praise is a powerful weapon. There's deliverance in praise. If you're bound, you can be set free. She read the scripture of how the children of Israel were carried captive, and the ones who were holding them captive, they tease them, and that's just like the enemy. He'll attack you and depress and oppress you, and when he thinks he's got you down, then he'll start teasing you. Well, you were praising God before. You know, what happened? Why don't you sing now? And, you know, we ought to be like Paul and Silas and start praising God in the midst of our adversity. Even if you're bound or locked up, we ought to yet praise God, not just a physical thing, a mental thing too, because people think just because they're down, just because they may have made a mistake and they might be bound, that they can't praise God, but the Bible is saying, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, not just the ones that are free. But if you're bound, you can still praise. You can praise your way out. And one thing that she said that I really liked, she said that our praise, it might not be just for us, but for someone else's deliverance. When Paul and Silas were in the jail and they began to praise God and the doors open and the jailer began to come out and, you know, see that they were free. He thought everybody was free, and he was going to fall on his own sword. And how his house was saved because Paul and Silas praised openly. And it, not that it wasn't for them, but it was for his deliverance as well. And so we have to make sure that we are giving God the praise, because if we don't, we could call somebody else not to not be delivered. So I think after the word of God, it was very encouraging, very uplifting. And those are all the remarks that I had. If any other clergy are on the line, you can certainly call in, even if, as I turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen, if you're on and you start talking, then we'll, you know, yield it over to you. So I'm going to go ahead and give the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God once again for the word of God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks. And we thank God for Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen for hosting the show on this afternoon. I pray that you were blessed through this broadcast. And we thank you for your continued prayers and your continued support. We are truly thankful. And we ask that you will continue praying for us. And also keep praying for those who are on the prayer list. We're getting praise reports of how God is moving, how he's blessing, how he is healing. God is doing great things. And I just thank the Lord, because one thing I love to do, I love to praise him. I love to praise the Lord. But sometimes the enemy doesn't want us to praise him. Hallelujah. But let's find a way to give some kind of praise to God. Even though it may not be all that you want to do, do what you can until you can do more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy down in my soul. I thank God for this day, and thank you all for your patience. Amen. We look forward to you tuning in with us at the next broadcast, which will be on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And by that time, we will be in our third session district meeting for our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. And if possible, we may be streaming that service live if we have a teleconference service. Otherwise, if it's in person, if we are there, we invite you to come on over and be with us in the service. And we'll have on a rebroadcast on Friday night if we are in a service live there in Camden, New Jersey, if it's the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. But once again, we do thank God for all things. And is there anything else at this time, Evangelist Khadijah?
No, not at this time.
Okay. And if there are no other clergy on the line, on the broadcast, who desire to have remarks, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And let us go before God with our praise elevation revival, that the Lord will revive our praise. Amen. God bless you, and good night.